Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rami Avram Goldhari, and today we're in Maseches Pesachim Daf Mem Dalad. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Yehoshua said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Koi Surin Shematorah Ein Heter Mitzarfel Isser. In the case of all forbidden substances mentioned in the Torah, a permitted substance does not combine with the forbidden substance to make up the minimum shear to be chayav for, Chutz Me Surin Nazir Shoyam Torah Mishras. Except in the case of the forbidden substances of a nazir, since the Torah is said in the regard infused, Rashi explains that this word teaches that a nazir is prohibited from eating bread that has been soaked in wine. Now, since it's obvious that if the bread contained a full kazais of wine, the bread would be forbidden, then it must be the Torah is referring to a case where the bread contains less than a kazais of wine, and the kazais shear to be chayev was only attained by combining the forbidden wine and permitted bread. Now the Gemara attempts to demonstrate that Rabbi Yochanan contradicts himself based on his ruling where he states that a non-kohen is chayv malkus for eating a kazais of truma spice porridge, even though he has not consumed a kazais of truma itself. This seems to be another case where heter mitzarf l'isser. Rabbi Dimi answers Rabbi Yochanan's ruling was in a situation de'eka kazais midei achilas pras, that there is a kazais of truma ingredients that would be eaten in the time to eat a pras of the porridge. And this indicates that eating b'chdei achilas pras is a deraisa. Point number two, the Gemara questions using the word mishras to teach that heter mitzarf l'isser for a nazir based on a braisa that teaches mishras litentam k'ikr. The word mishras comes to make flavor equivalent to substance, that if a nazir soaked grapes in water and the water subsequently has the flavor of wine, the nazir is chai for drinking this water. And here we can extrapolate to all prohibitions in the Torah in that the prohibition of a nazir is not an isser olam, a permanent prohibition, and there's no isser hana from the grape products, v'yesh heter isura, and a person can be released from his vow before his term expires, and nevertheless, asabotam ke'ikr, the Torah makes the flavor equivalent to the substance, then all the more so for klai karam, which is more stringent in all three regards, and oral, which is, although it's not an isser olam, it's not forever, however, it is stringent in the other two aspects. The Gemara answers that the braisa reflects the view of the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Yochanan goes according to Rabbi Kiva, who disagreed with Rabbanan and uses Mishras to teach that heter mitzarf l'isser for another. And point number three, the Gemara seeks Rabbi Kiva's source for tam ke'ikr, and initially suggests that he learns it from basar b'chav, meat and milk, where the Torah prohibits the mere flavor of milk that is absorbed in the meat, but then rejects this because basar b'chav has an anomaly in that if one soaks meat in milk, even for an entire day, it's permitted, but if one cooks it in the milk, it's prohibited, and therefore we can't apply it to other isurim. Instead, the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva learns tam ke'ikr from ge'ulei nachrim, purging the kelim of nachrim, in that the emissions impart mere flavor and are forbidden. So too with regard to all other forbidden foods, flavor is forbidden just like the substance. The Gemara continues with the discussion why the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Akiva. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehoshua said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Koi Surin Shematorah Ein Heter Mitzarf L'Isser. In the case of all forbidden substances mentioned in the Torah, a permitted substance does not combine with the forbidden substance to make up the minimum shear to be chayav for, chutz me surin nazir shoyam Torah mishras, except in the case of the forbidden substances of a nazir, since the Torah is said in the regard infused. Rashi explains that this word teaches that a nazir is prohibited from eating bread that has been soaked in wine. Now, since it's obvious that if the bread contained a full kazais of wine, the bread would be forbidden, then it must be the Torah is referring to a case where the bread contains less than a kazais of wine, and the kazais shear to be chayev was only attained by combining the forbidden wine and permitted bread. Now the Gemara attempts to demonstrate that Rabbi Yochanan contradicts himself based on his ruling where he states that a non-kohen is chayev malkus for eating a kazais of truma spice porridge, even though he has not consumed a kazais of truma itself. This seems to be another case where heter mitzarf l'isser. Rabbi Dimi answers Rabbi Yochanan's ruling was in a situation de'eka kazayis midei achilas pras, that there is a kazayis of truma ingredients that would be eaten in the time to eat a pras of the porridge. And this indicates that eating b'chdei achilas pras is a deraisa. Point number two, the Gemara questions using the word mishras to teach that heter mitzarf l'isser for a nazir based on a braisa that teaches mishras litentam k'ikr. The word mishras comes to make flavor equivalent to substance, that if a nazir soaked grapes in water and the water subsequently has the flavor of wine, the nazir is chai for drinking this water. And here we can extrapolate to all prohibitions in the Torah, in that the prohibition of a nazir is not an isser olam, a permanent prohibition, and there's no Isser Hanah from the grape products, V'yesh Heter Isura, and a person can be released from his vow before his term expires, and nevertheless, Asabotam Ke'ikr, the Torah makes the flavor equivalent to the substance, then all the more so for Klai Kerem, which is more stringent in all three regards, and Orla, which is, although it's not an Isser Olam, it's not forever, however, it is stringent in the other two aspects. The Gemara answers that the Braisa reflects the view of the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Yochanan goes according to Rabbi Kiva, who disagreed with Rabbanan and uses Mishras to teach that Heter Mutzar for Isser for another. Point number three, the Gemara seeks Rabbi Kiva's source for Tam Ke'ikr, and initially suggests that he learns it from Basar B'chav, meat and milk, where the Torah prohibits the mere flavor of milk that is absorbed in the meat, but then rejects this because Basar B'chav has an anomaly in that if one soaks meat in milk, even for an entire day, it's permitted. But if one cooks it in the milk, it's prohibited, and therefore we can't apply it to other Isurim. Instead, the Gemara says the Rabbi Kiva learns Tam Ke'ikr from Ge'ulei Nachrim, purging the kelim of Nachrim, in that the emissions impart mere flavor and are forbidden. So too with regard to all other forbidden foods, flavor is forbidden just like the substance. The Gemara continues with the discussion of why the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Akiva. All right, so now we go to the Simfer Daf Mem Dalet, and our standard simon is mud. Mud. So here goes. The Nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud, which gave it a muddy taste, tossed it into Nachri's pot, which completely changed the flavor. Once again, in slow motion. The Nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud. Mud, that must be learned off Mandalit. The Nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Koisurin Shem Torah ain't heter mitzvah for Isser in the case of all forbidden substances. Mention the Torah, a permitted substance does not combine with the forbidden substance to make up the minimum shear to be chayav for, except for Isurin Nazir, because the Torah says the word Mishras. And Rashi explained that this word teaches that a nazir is prohibited for eating bread that has been soaked in wine. Now, since it's obvious that if the bread contained a full kazais of wine, the bread would be forbidden, then it must be the Torah is referring to a case where the bread contains less than a kazais of wine. And the kazais shir to be chayv was only attained by combining the forbidden wine and permitted bread. So the nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud, which gave it a muddy taste, which reminds us of the Gemara questions using the word mishras to teach heter mitzvah for Isser for a nazir, based on a braisa that teaches mishras liten tam ke'ikr. The word mishras comes to make flavor equivalent to a substance, that if a nazir soaked grapes in water, and the water subsequently has the flavor of wine, the nazir is chayav for drinking this water. And from here we can extrapolate to all prohibitions in the Torah. And the Gemara answers that the braisa reflects the view of the Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yochanan goes according to Akiva, who disagreed with the Rabbanan and uses mishras to teach heter mitzvah for Isser for the nazir. So the nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud, which gave it a muddy taste, tossed it into Nachri's pot, which completely changed the flavor. Which reminds us, the Gemara initially suggested the Rabbi Kiva's source for Tam Ke'ikr was from Basar B'chav, meat and milk, where the Torah prohibits the mere flavor of milk that is absorbed in the meat, but then rejects this because Basar B'chav has an anomaly in that if one soaks meat and milk even for an entire day, it's permitted, but if one cooks it in the milk, it's prohibited, so you can't apply it to other Isurim. Instead, the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva learns Tam Ke'ikr from Ge'ulei Nachrim, purging the Kiyom of Nachrim, in that the emissions impart mere flavor and are forbidden. So too with regard to other forbidden foods, flavor is forbidden, just like the substance. So once again, the Nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud, which gave it a muddy taste, tossed it into Nachri's pot, which completely changed the flavor. All right, now it's time to go to a four-block back Chazara. Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem is Mime, and we use a swimming pool. So here goes. The beware of chimutz event by the pool. Pool, that must mean we're in Daf Mem. The beware of chimutz event by the pool featured fascinating demonstrations of scalding 2 wheat kernels with boiling water, which reminds us that the Gemara brings several activities to avoid since they might result in the chimutz of grain. One should not thicken a pot of food even with flour of oven-dried grain. One shouldn't scald in boiling water 2 kernels of wheat together, for one kernel will perhaps shift and settle in the cleft of the other, and the bubbling boiling water will not get to them on all 4 sides, and it will come to chimutz. So the beware of chimutz event by the pool featured fascinating demonstrations of scalding 2 wheat kernels with boiling water and soaking barley grains briefly in the water, which reminds us that a braisa said, "Ein lo sisin se'orin b'pesach." We may not soak barley grains in water on Pesach, even though this should be permitted because the grain was only soaked briefly and didn't absorb water before being dried into the sun. The Rabbanan prohibited it out of concern that people will not be careful enough and the grain will become chametz. The braisa continues that if one did soak the barley on Pesach, if the grains split, they are forbidden because they leaven quickly, but if they didn't split, they are permitted since they do not leaven quickly. So the Beware of Chimutz event by the pool featured fascinating demonstrations of scalding 2 wheat kernels with boiling water and soaking barley grains briefly in the water, and ended with adding flour to the charoses dip in mustard, served at the barbecue. Which reminds us that one may not add flour to charoses, which was a dip containing vinegar made for use with meat, or to mustard, and if he did add flour, it must be eaten immediately according to the Tanakhama, where Rimer forbids one to eat it. Rav Kahana said that the machlokas only applies in the case of flour put in mustard, but in the case of the flour put in the charoses, all agreed that it must be burned immediately. Rashi explains that the pungency of mustard delays the leavening process. Daf Mem Aleph. So the Simmer Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma. Grandma. That must be run Daf Mem Aleph. The grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach, which reminds us that the pasuk only refers to the prohibition of cooking a Pesach in water. And a b'risa brought a machlokes how we know that one cannot cook it in other liquids as well. The Tanakhama learns that if it's forbidden to cook in water, which doesn't impart taste, all the more so would be forbidden to cook in liquids that do impart taste. Rebbe learns it from the double lashon of Bashel Mevushal. The extra word teaches the prohibition applies to any liquid. The nafkamina between them is a pot roast, where the carbon is cooking in its own fat. The Tanakhama would permit it since it isn't flavored by external liquids, whereas Rebbe would prohibit it because it's cooking in a liquid. So the grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach. When her grandkids told her they would not eat the one cooking in the Chami Teveria, which reminds us that Rav Chisda said the reason one who cooks the carbon Pesach in the Chami Teveria is chayiv is not for transgressing the prohibition of cooking the carbon, since the spring is on a tolda fire, and therefore is not considered cooking. Rather, it's for transgressing the mitzvah to eat the Pesach only if it was roasted by fire. So the grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach. When her grandkids told her they would not eat the one cooking in the Chami Teveria, lest they incur multiple sets of lashes. Which reminds us that Samachok is in a case where one ate the carbon partially raw and cooked. Rava says he gets 3 sets of lashes, one which includes the generalized prohibition of not eating the Pesach except roasted. Abai says one does not incur lashes for a lav shebaklalos, a generalized prohibition. There's a Samachok is whether Abai means he never gets lashed or that he would get lashed if that was his only transgression. Daf Membeis. So the Simmer Daf Membeis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster. Mobster. That must be more on Daf Membeis. The mobster was selling maim shalanu at an inflated price, which reminds us that Rav Yudah said a woman should knead the dough for matzah only with maim shalanu, with water that slept overnight, which means water that was collected the previous day and stayed overnight in the vessel. And this is based on the Gemara in Dab Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, that the sun's position during the winter causes the underground water source to heat up. Rashi explains that since the warmth hastens the fermentation, one should draw the water the night before baking to give it a chance to cool. Women were also told they should not knead the dough in the sun, nor with water heated by the sun, nor with water drained from the bottom of the mulyar. So the mobster was selling maim shalanu at an inflated price, didn't realize he was bent over and weak from all the raw vegetables he was eating. Which reminds us that 3 foods increase the sold waist of a person and bend the pasha, meaning they sap one's strength, and remove 1/500th of a person's eyesight, coarse bread, fresh beer, and raw vegetables, which Rashi explains refers to raw leeks, onions, and radishes when eaten frequently in large quantities. 3 things diminish the sold waist of a person, make the pasha erect, and illuminate the eyes. Refined bread, fatty meat, and old wine. So the mobster was selling maim shalanu at an inflated price, didn't realize he was bent over and weak from all the raw vegetables he was eating, dipped in adomi vinegar. Which reminds us that originally when the Beis Hamikdash stood and they would bring the sachim from the wine of Yehuda, the wines would not sour until they would put barley into them. Rashi explains that in the schus of the nesachim, they wouldn't sour until a fermenting agent like barley was added. They were then called chometz dam, ordinary vinegar, because this is how vinegar was produced in Yehuda. Now that the Beis Hamikdash is in ruins and libations are no longer brought, this now is the state of wine and vinegar in Edom. And 2 different psukim are brought as sources for the phenomena that Yisrael and Edom will never be blessed simultaneously. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here it goes. The Woman's Chametz Magazine. Magazine? That must be more on Daf Mem Gimel. The Woman's Chametz Magazine, featuring recipes of chametz mixtures and advertisements for chametz nuksha cosmetics, which reminds us that based on the question who the Tana is in the mission that held Dagan Gamro Ayide Taruv is that full-fledged grain in a mixture, the nuksha be'enei and chametz nuksha that's distinct, belov are both prohibitive of love, we learn that Rabbi Yehuda said it was Rabbi Meir holds that a mixture with chametz is more severe than a chametz nuksha, and the Rav Nachman who said it was Rabbi Eliezer holds that chametz nuksha is more severe than a mixture with chametz. So the Woman's Chametz magazine, featuring recipes of chametz mixtures and advertisements for chametz nuksha cosmetics, include an article why chametz can't be eaten by women, which reminds us that the reason Rabbi Eliezer learned that women are included in the chametz prohibition and penalty from the word kol in the pasuk, ki kol ochos machmesus v'nikrusa, for anyone who eats something that has been leavened, then the soul should be cut off, and not from the pasuk, isha ki yasmi kol chatos ha'adam, when a man or woman shall commit any of the sins of man, where the Torah has equated a man to a woman for all the punishments and relevant prohibitions in the Torah, is that since the Torah juxtaposes the prohibition to eat chametz with the mitzvah to eat matzah, that only those who are required to eat matzah are prohibited from eating chametz. And since women are punished from eating matzah, since it's a mitzvah zaseh, she's mangrama, a time-bound positive mitzvah, they would not be subject to the prohibition of chametz. That is why the word kol is needed. The Gemara brings a braisa where Rebbe Elazar then teaches that now that women are included in the prohibition of chametz, they have been included in the mitzvah of matzah. So the Woman's Chametz magazine, featuring recipes of chametz mixtures and advertisements for chametz noksha cosmetics, included an article on why chametz can't be eaten by women, nor brought on the Mizbeach. Which reminds us that when the Torah states, Se'or lo sektir mimenu ishe l'Hashem, do not burn leaven as a firing offering to Hashem, we would only know it's forbidden if all of it is leaven. From where do we know that it's prohibited if the leaven is in a mixture and is indistinguishable, that it's forbidden? The Torah states, ki kol. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from the Sechus Baruch Shabbos and Erevin. Number 1. Which topic were in 3 foods that can increase waste, bend the parsha because they sap one's weakness, and they dim the eyes? That's on Duff. Membeis. Good. Number 2. Which topic were in its malchokas, Rav and Abai, whether one is chai malchus for a lam shabakolos? That's on Duff. Memov. Good. Number 3. Which topic were in that one should only need dough for matzah with Maim Shalanu? That's on Duff. Membeis. Good. Number 4. Which topic when the Rabbanu learned Tam Ki'ikra from Mishras from the Parsha of Nazir? That's on Duff. Memdal. Good. Number 5. Which topic when that in the Schus of Nesachim during the times of the Beis of Migdash, wine would only sour if they put barley in it, which then became their ordinary vinegar? That's on Duff. Membeis. Good. Number 6. Which of the one is Malchus, but which is more chamur? A terubas of chametz or chametz nuksha? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which of the one the Rabbanan forbids soaking barley grains in water? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. Number 8. Which of the one the Rabbi Yochanan learns that Heter Mitzraf Le'Isser only applies to Isuri Nazir, which he learns from the word Mishras in the Parsha of Nazir? That's on Daf. Memdal. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that unleavened dough that is baked or it's cooked after being baked cannot become chametz if it comes in contact with water? That's on Duff. Lamatesk. Good. Number 10. Which of the one about the prohibition of burning leaven on the Mizbeach? That's on Duff. Memgimel. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we discuss when one should bow during Shemoneh Esrei? That's on Duff. Lamedalot and Brachas. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss if a well dries up on Shabbos? That's on Duff. Chaf and Erevin. Good. And number 3. Which Duff do we discuss? Ezu Usher. Who is wealthy? That's on Duff. Chaf Hei and Shabbos. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.